Anne Roberts was born and raised in Frenchtown. To this day, she still lives in the house where she and her siblings were born.
I do enjoy my house, and I have some of the plants that my father put in. My father died in 1960, but some of his plants are still there. I wasn't able to kill them, so they survived.
Something else that has survived, says Roberts, is the Frenchtown community itself.
We started in 1865. When the war ended, people said, "Oh, we lost the war. What shall we do with these black people?" So somebody said, "Give them Frenchtown." That's where the French once settled. And besides, it's all mosquito infested and snake infested, and it doesn't really come up to what we expect. So people came out of slavery and moved into Frenchtown.
Robert says the area didn't remain a pestilent backwater for long. Frenchtown residents responded to the racism and segregation by creating a vibrant, creative, and thoroughly livable community, a community that produced many scholars, artists, and pioneers in many fields.
We have a man who started a music department at Columbia University, Samuel Plowett. He came from off Carolina Street in Frenchtown. Alphonso McGee, first attorney to graduate from Florida Indian, Georgia Street, Frenchtown. Salem Pope, mathematician, Frenchtown. So it goes on and on. So my neighborhood, that was a typical, thriving, beautiful neighborhood, I'd like to see that restored and brought to the forefront.
But while full restoration may stay an elusive dream, Altamise Barnes, founding director emeritus of the John G. Riley Center and Museum, says the more immediate imperative is to recall and honor what was.
To forget the past denies future generations their heritage and a foundation for hope. If you can't see it and you can't hear people who lived it talk about it, how do we know it happened?
In the 1990s, Barnes launched a project to record the stories of as many old-time Frenchtown residents as possible. Those old VHS recordings now live in the digital domain, although the people who told their tales are now gone.
We call it soul voices because the people are no longer alive, but their spirits are here through their children, descendants, what have you. But to get their stories of what it was really like, and the oral history part.
The Tallahassee Community Redevelopment Agency was involved in administering the grant that made the project possible, says the agency's Sheila Williams.
It's actually something that is trailblazing that many of the other areas like Southside and some other areas probably eventually would like to have projects and programs such as Soul Voices as well. It's a model project, but really a catalytic project.
Williams says the Soul Voices Project won a grant of around $180,000, but there will soon be much more in place to tell Frenchtown's story. Altamise Barnes says the four-weekend celebration called Fall in Historic Frenchtown will culminate with the unveiling of historical markers throughout the neighborhood.
You know, there are markers over in Cascades Park, so why don't we take some of these documents, these photographs and content, and put markers like that? And so we submitted to CRA, and they funded enough so that we could do 9 markers. Initially, we talked 10, but 9 is a start. That's fine. That's good.
The celebration begins on 2 successive Saturdays, October 12th and 19th. The Frenchtown Farmers Market will be open, and nearby in the 400 block of West Georgia and Carolina Streets will be a showcase of local artists. The Soul Voices will be heard in the Florida People's Advocacy Center on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Then on Saturday, November 2nd, there will be a grand opening of the Frenchtown Commons Park on West Georgia Street. Then the unveiling of the historical markers and walking trail, along with more Soul Voices presentations on Friday, November 8th. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.